We close our eyes when we meditate, but that doesn't mean we keep our eyes closed all the time. As John Lee used to like to say, you live in a monastery, you want your eyes to be as big as the monastery, to see what needs to be done. This weekend we're going to have the Gitin. It's going to be a lot of extra work. And that means that everybody should take a time to put a little extra effort into helping. The more hands we have helping, the lighter the load is going to be on those who do the work. Even something simple like yesterday's storm. We know when there's a storm, there's going to be a lot of wind. Things are going to get blown around, especially at the top of the hill. And so the job of cleaning up the top of the hill in the next morning is going to be a lot heavier than usual. So think about that. You do your regular duties and look around and see what else needs to be done, because we are operating on a voluntary system here. Nobody's being paid. We're here because we want to be here, which means that the work has to be voluntary. And if it's voluntary work, it means that you have to look around. Expand your vision of what needs to be done around here. Everybody has their regular jobs, but there are sometimes some irregular circumstances which require going out of your way. And that's a part of being skillful. As the Buddha said, his search for awakening started out with the thought, is there something that's deathless? Second thought was, what's skillful? And every time he tried a new tack, he said, I was in search of what is skillful. So being skillful is not only a matter of sitting here with your eyes closed and getting the mind quiet, getting some discernment into your mind, but also means looking after the group, because we live here because of a group support. We support one another. So the times when someone is carrying a bigger load than normal, it's time to help support them. Another image from a John Lee. He says when you're carrying a big tree, group of people, the person at the bottom of the tree has the heaviest load. But if people space themselves out evenly, the person at the bottom can get so weighed down that he has to drop everything. Then everybody gets harmed. So help share out the duties. Look around, see what needs to be done. Don't wait to be told. Because if you're like the Buddha, you want to be in search of what is skillful. And what is skillful means everything from just helping around, cleaning things up, all the way to getting the deathless. And it's all connected. They say of the various students of the Buddha, Venerable Sariputta was one foremost in discernment. He was also one who most avid in cleaning things up, keeping the place neat. It's a sign of discernment. As you keep the place clean, you're making it new every day. You may not be able to build a new monastery every day, but you can make it like new by helping to clean things up. And you learn a lot by reflecting on the need to keep cleaning up the monastery. You turn around and look at cleaning up your mind. So there's a lot to be gained, not only by sitting here with your eyes closed, but going around outside with your eyes wide open, as big as the monastery, in search of what is skillful.